Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
They make you get there 2 hours early. Mm. You have to half undress to get to where you got to be. They charge you $9 for a cup of coffee.
And they throw it at you.
They jam you in a metal tube. They whisk you off to Timbuktu, and they charge you a fortune for the experience.
Yes.
For most people, flying is not fun.
Yeah.
And the last little bit of comfort that you got in that plane,
yeah,
it sounds like, is about to go away.
Well, what are they taking away?
You're hanging out in the break room. It's just Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF, a report from airline insiders yesterday.
What are they screwing us with?
Reclining airline seats are being phased out of planes across the world.
Well, you can't sit back.
You heard what I said.
It doesn't even really make much of a difference anyways.
Oh, is that true, small woman?
It doesn't. Okay. I mean, it goes back like maybe a couple degrees. I never really understood the point of it anyways.
Okay. Yeah, but can you imagine being on a long... I mean, it's one thing to go like fly here to New York City.
Yeah.
But if you're on a long flight and you want to like close your eyes for a few minutes and just pushing your head back, it means a lot.
How about just adjusting your body position?
Well, a big guy like you, it's going to really suck for you.
Yeah, but I would think it helps in a way, too.
Oh, so?
Because you're not losing leg room when the person ahead of you reclines.
Okay, so let's put a pin in that.
Okay.
Because folks were wondering why.
Yeah, what's the reasoning behind it?
Now, you might think, to Kimmy's point, this might be to keep passengers from punching each other in the face from conflict.
That is one of the reasons that people start losing their crap.
You're right, but that's not why.
Right.
Like everything else, this is to save money. According to this report, seats that don't recline weigh less and cost less than seats that do. And airlines not only want to save on buying those seats, they want to save on fuel. Every extra pound costs them money.
Yeah.
The budget airlines are already using what they're calling pre-reclined seats.
Pre-reclined.
They don't move, but they're, quote, pre-reclined.
So they're already kind of set in position.
Gotcha.
Yeah, you got it.
So maybe they're back a little bit more than your average seat.
Or they're not, and they're just calling them pre-reclined seats. But airline experts say the rest of the airlines, both budget and regular, will be phasing out reclining seats over the next couple of years.
Easy in.
You got it. So, Kimmy, you brought up the whole... You benefit by not having someone in front of you recline. Mm.
Yeah. Like, if you're worried about leg room, this kind of helps solve that issue a little bit.
All right. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Are you a dick if you recline your seat on a flight?
No. I mean, if you're an aggressive recliner, like that, you know that guy that, like, snaps it back?
Yeah, but...
You know, it snaps it up. And then you got the kid that starts playing with it. I mean, there are annoying people on a plane.
Yeah, yeah.
It is funny, like, when we get into a plane... And if the guy in front of my wife reclines, she'll be like, and then she'll recline her seat.
Yeah.
Like, you're just doing it to that guy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, we're all doing it to each other.
No, but there is a domino effect, right? When that person in the front, you have to recline to get the room that you needed before.
Especially if your tray's down.
Yeah,
exactly.
Because,
that'll really piss you off. If you have a drink on a tray,
and
then they spill your drink, and I just spent $7 on a scotch, and they short pour me.
No, but, like, there are people who vehemently believe.
Yeah.
that you should never recline your seat because of what you just said. People will not even move their seat an inch when they get on a flight because they don't want the person behind them to get upset. Neither of you buy into that idea? You recline no problem, Kimmy?
Oh, no, I never recline.
Oh, you never? Why don't you ever recline?
It doesn't make a difference to me. It really doesn't. Like, an inch back doesn't do much for me, so I'd rather, like, save the person behind me a headache.
Look at you being very nice.
Yeah.
No, she's not alone, man. I know there are people listening right now who have never done it and will never do it because they want to avoid the conflict. But I look at a guy like your husband. He's a big dude.
Yeah, he's got to recline.
Those inches matter, Kimmy.
I don't know. I've never really seen him recline.
Look, I've got these long dancer's legs. Your husband's about the same height as I am. How I can't sit for an hour in the same position.
I don't think the reclining gives you much more room.
Yeah, but
his thing is like leg room. He doesn't care about, you know, what's in front of him. He just wants more leg space.
But
and I don't think reclining does much for you there.
The angle of the recline also gives you more leg space because now that your butt's lower and your back's higher.
Yeah, you're not forced forward.
Exactly. Like your leg.
There is something like once they get up above, you know, you get above, I think it's like 10,000 feet, you can recline and all that. I look forward to that. Like, all right, I can sit back, I can get a drink, and now I can just chill till we get there.
I will say this. If I didn't know you, you'd be in 5'3", and I see you get in front of me, and then you recline your seat, I'm out of my mind.
Bro, I not only can recline, I can cross my legs, have a tray down, and have a cocktail and a coffee going at the same time.
Okay.
I have like a little universe I set up in it for myself. You say, why do you love to fly? It's so relaxing to me to be in that chair drinking and just chilling out.
You're the only person
I
know.
Ride.
But he's the only person I know that likes to fly.
I like short flights. I mean, I do get restless if it's over like 3 hours.
Well, I think everybody does then.
But. Yeah.
No, but like everything about it is miserable.
Everything's shaped to my size. I get a decent proportion of a snack.
And is everything's a proportion like a portion?
Everything's like my size.
I hate you.
Right.
I hate you. Like, I might even, if someone your size, if you reclined your seat, I might say something to you. I might lean forward and go, hey, half
You're
pint.
You're too small.
Half pint.
He can curl up like a cat in the seat and take a nap. Like, you don't need the space, you dick. You don't. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. New reports say that airlines across the world are going to start phasing out reclining seats. The ones that don't recline are less expensive and they're less heavy, which will save on fuel costs. Budget airlines are already using what they call pre-reclined seats. It feels like airlines won't be happy until flying is the most miserable experience possible.
Yeah, probably. And don't forget, we're getting bigger and they're squeezing us into smaller spaces. We are getting fatter, bro. Everybody's chubbing up.
Every time we talk about flights or airlines,
you have to throw that in there.
But you know, one thing I love when I sit down and when I'm flying
what?
Is watching the people squeezing into their seats.
You love that?
When I see
that's
like
a weird thing to love.
Yeah.
You don't watch like I'm watching this big,
big
man,
bad.
And I go, how is he getting into that seat?
Well, yeah, but it's fun to watch until you know they're squeezing into your row.
I've had it. Oh yeah.
As a tall man and as a man who once weighed 300 pounds, you don't understand how uncomfortable
I seen it.
Both physically and socially it is to try and squeeze your ass into one of those seats.
And you're also trying to not, you're trying to pretend you're not fat trying to get into that
what
seat
does that
too.
What does that even mean?
Like you're trying to twist and turn to get in there. You're like a fat ballerina.
What the hell?
And he's like pirouette into that seat.
The most bothersome person on an airplane. Yeah. I'm going to talk to Kimmy now. Kimmy.
Because it's me.
Okay. No, it's not you. Like if I would always try and get the window seat so I could lean when I was, you know,
so you can kind of put your head against something.
You got it. If it was a three-seater flight, every once in a while I would come across that person in the middle who wouldn't get out and let me in. They would just like move back a little bit.
Yeah, like
that's an ass.
Doesn't do anything.
You have to get up.
Like, well, no, now I'm gonna rub my genitals on you in a way that I don't want to. And this is not, but I can't be like, get up. Yeah. So now I have to do this like,
awkward.
Yeah, I see a big guy coming. I'm clearing a space to get his big ass in there.
Well, yeah, but again, like you could push yourself back against the seat and have 3 feet between your feet and where the seat is there. But like when it comes to like airlines taking away everything, right? Like now that we're not going to have these reclining seats at some point, you get half a can of soda and a bag of pretzels in the air if you're lucky.
Yeah.
$20 Wi-Fi on a 3-hour flight, jamming as many people into this metal tube as possible. How did we let this happen? Because we let this happen.
No, yeah, because you accept it.
Yeah, we kept buying tickets on the plane as they just made it more.
But everybody
and more.
Wants that deal. That's why once they started doing that discount airlines, and I told you that old one, People's Express.
You tell me you're the one that gave money.
Yeah. That was like the first no frills airline.
Yeah.
And everybody once people saw that, you could fly for, like, you could fly from. I lived in Florida, and you could fly to New York, round trip for like $100. Like, people were just going insane for that stuff, and they saw that and went crazy.
Look, I get that there's a market for budget airlines, and budget airlines do exist. Like, we talked about Spirit Airlines on the show before, right? People either love or hate Spirit Airlines, and JetBlue started off as a discount carrier. Yeah. Like, having those airlines where you're willing to tolerate all of this
stuff. I just want to get there.
Fine. That I get. It's Delta and American Airlines and places like that where it's like, you don't have to do this. You don't. People on those airlines are willing to pay more money. You're just being dicks. It's all about greed. That's all it is.
Sure.
It's just greed. And it bothers the hell out of me. Because if I'm paying the price to go on a Delta or an American Airlines flight, and sometimes you have to, those are the only flights that'll take you to a certain place you have to go,
right.
I shouldn't have my balls jammed up against the seat in front of me. God, I hate it. I hate flying so much.
Well, you're also a control freak. It doesn't want to be in a plane to begin with.
Look who's talking, Mr. Laidback.
He does. He likes being carted around in the sky.
Yes.
No, but you are a control freak. Like you just said, you look around at what other people are doing. The two things that bother me. Okay, he's doing the hands now if you're watching the
live stream. I don't know what hand that was. That's a new hand.
What are you talking about? What are you talking about? Me? No way.
We got Facebook messages coming in. You can always get us at WCMF or the Break Room Facebook page. This comes in from Ron. Ron says, Greyhound buses let you recline. You get to get up and walk around. You take stops along the way. We are now at a point where taking a cross-country bus is easier than taking a cross-country flight.
The bus.
Yeah. Bus is a long trip.
Long trip. You didn't go very far, but it was a long ass trip. You meet a really good class of convicts when you're on a bus.
You don't know who's gonna sit next to you.
Okay.
Well, I just got out, man. You know, it's all about keeping it real.
By the way, same thing on a plane. Like, you're making it sound like you.
How many times have I just met a guy who recently got paroled? On a plane that I know.
Bro, when you're talking like Spirit and those other discount airlines in Buffalo and Rochester that have started operating, some of those flights are $99. It's going to be the same price as a bus ticket.
Yeah, but I got
it. Yeah, but with the plane, you're stuck next to one person, whereas bus, like people are getting on and off stops, you know what I mean? So you can have like multiple.
Passenger roulette.
Yes.
But you're doing the same thing if you have a transfer, which by the way,
that bus thing is the worst.
Look, man, I've had unpleasant. I've taken the Greyhound a bunch.
And me too, and it sucked.
There were some unpleasant experiences I had.
I wish trains were more prevalent. You know what I mean? Like, I wish that was a more common way to travel and an easier way to travel because I'd prefer that to bus.
If you're going long distance by train.
Yeah.
It takes longer than you think because I also took the train a bunch on the road too. And you also have that passenger roulette game.
Yeah. True.
Like it ain't Europe, right? Where it's going to do 200 miles an hour and you're in Zurich.
And that's what sucks, man. It's like, you know, you see these other countries that have like these high speed rail systems.
Yeah.
And people have the option of taking that and not getting bent over by the airlines. We don't have that, we're never going to have it because it's too expensive now to build cross country.
Mm-hmm. Like screwed up.
Exactly, and like the airplane lobbies are going to fight like hell to not have it.
Right.
So shut up. Here's your half a can of soda, your bag of pretzels, your back is spasming because you can't put your seat back now. Oh, you want to look at your Twitter? $20. $20 for a 3-hour flight. There has to be a point where it goes in the opposite direction someday. Where some company comes to the realization that a more pleasant flight experience, people will pay a little bit more for.
But it's not going to be a little bit more. Right. It's going to be a lot more.
Someone's going to figure it out.
Oh, yeah.
No, I'm saying someone will figure out a way to make it more comfortable for not that much more money. Right. I'm telling you.
But there's going to be something off about it.
Okay.
Because you can't cut. I mean, a plane's a plane. They have to have the standard stuff, right? So what did you cut back on that I may not want to know about?
Okay, that's possible. What you said is possible.
It's like, what did they go to, like, chintzy airplane manufacturer?
You mean Boeing? We didn't put the screws in the hole?
You know what's weird about the airline industry? Is that airports themselves, like inside, have become mega malls.
Oh, yeah. Like, you can find anything you need at an airport.
It's amazing how nice the actual airport is.
They have high-end shopping.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's kind
food,
of
food, bars all over the place.
And that's kind of the point I'm making. If there's a way to make money, they'll do it nice.
Yeah. Like, one thing I don't need on a plane, like, I'd be willing to give up, like, the beverages and snacks for a little bit more space.
I'm with you 100%.
Like, I don't need, like, usually, like, you buy something at the airport, you take it on the plane anyway, so it's not like I need that, you know, tiny little glass of soda.
No, you're right. I'll buy a $5 bottle of soda if it means that I can have that extra 6 inches of leg room or I can move my seat back, you dicks.
But I also like grew up in a place, or I also grew up in a time where we didn't really have, like, the meals and snacks and stuff, so I'm used to it.
It was out of control.
Was it under control? Also, like, one in every 200 planes crashed. By the way, you look it up. That's like a legit.
But everybody looked good. You're all dressed up wearing hats. And
yeah, you could have open caskets.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.